orange. It was definitely one of the most delicious things he'd ever had. No, those only came from Walter's plantation in the wintertime. The skin laid scattered across the floor, divided but looking like the ultimate prize from waiting to peel a very large scab. The slices, though a portable Floridian pie, were not the stimulus that made his heart and mind love the moment. It was the moment that made the orange. Now, being a loner almost all his life, William Orange Guthrum was just as his reputation made him out to be. Tough enough to kill a cat, but he never went looking for trouble. Serious as death, and little exceptions. Didn't have a gang or girl. Yes, he always rode alone. Short and simple. Made introductions easy. The local Floridians called him Orange just because it seemed like a tough enough name. And instead of standing on the corner drinking or having a smoke, he only ate oranges. When asked once why, he simply stated, "Florida's got the best of me." Then the questioner moved to light a smoke, and William proceeded to break his fingers. He didn't like anyone messing up his clean air. Now, some say he didn't have a home. And if we'll let you talk to him, he would probably agree. He spent many nights lying under a tree or a bridge or on a park bench. He had a bed with his clothes at Chris and Amy's, his parents, but he only went there to hop through his window. There was nothing to think about in his room. No breezes, no smells, no voices, no yells, no sounds, no clouds, no stars. He had a little spot in the woods, but he figured that land would probably be developed soon, so there was no reason to get attached. That was the real reason he never had a home. Everything always left him. If I never loved, I never would have cried. He liked Walter, the orange man. Never liked being handed his groceries or his supplies, though. Whenever he needed oranges, about twice a week, save wintertime when the Red Navels were ready for a picking, he'd take his pocket knife and walk through the prairie of the oranges, cut down whichever ones he wanted. Couldn't steal from old Walter, though. Groves were about to go out of business as it was. Always visited Walter's cashier shack on his way off, to nowhere in particular, but the visit to the Floridian chapel had to end sometime. The sound of silence. Walter never talked much. Maybe grumbled about machines or oranges picking or his daughter's ignorance. Sometimes about how he missed having enough money to eat fish. Orange always would give him an extra 20 to thank him for the picking. Walter was a good man. The brand new schoolhouse, we'll still call it that even though it was huge, was just as out of place in that dying little town as the new suburb and the computer software company. Never visible through the trees, unless you got close enough. But it was just the poisonous idea of them being there. He didn't hate school. The cold, uncomfortable desks mirrored the attitudes of the subdivided children. The teachers gave him enough to do, and although he would lose track of time staring at the swaying tree, he welcomed the distraction. Haley Frill's hair came smack into his face as she turned in a sudden realization. A brief smile crossed his lips due to the irony of the situation. Here's the one girl he chased for so long doing... Well, that was just it. She did nothing but remind Orange of the memory, of hope, not even of any moments. Time ain't for saving, no, time's not for that. Chasing falsettos, like, is all that he'd done. Sorry, the heavenly voice of Hannah Paul squeaked as she knocked him down as he just stood in the hall. Couldn't be mad, though. Maybe some rich kid destroying his world because her smile made up for everything. She scurried off and he had to help himself up, but he was used to that though. Hey, wait! It was Hannah's voice trying to catch him before he had vanished from the schoolyard. His cold eyes softened. He knew his face still remained serious. For the first time in his life, he wanted to do something crazy. I never really got to apologize for knocking you down today. Can you hear me knocking? I've had a lot on my mind, and oh, come on. Just because you think I'm some rich kid, how about I prove to you I'm just as good as you? The warning wasn't important. Through his limited communication with others, he was able to know that. Here she was offering to do whatever, surrender herself to him. There had to be some hook and line behind that worm. I don't know. I don't care. Sure, Miss Paul. I've got a cute little spot in the woods. Sure is pretty. Nice place to hide till the coast is clear. I'd love to listen to you talk. He knew he'd probably not said the right thing, but words weren't important, and she followed him as if she were his puppy. Hannah would admire a shop or an object, and Orange would be able to tell her the history behind it. Almost everything had a history. The place where Helen had proposed, the store where the tourist didn't want to pay 12 bucks for a map, the bench that Orange liked to sleep on. Where history left off, Hannah would fill in with stories from Oregon. We never had anything like that. One time, Daddy, my uncle, it was like swimming in water, that no matter how deep you went, you could still breathe. I am Tarzan and you are Jane. The clearing was all as it should be. The sun shining at its setting angle made it appear as if from a poster. As they claimed their spots in the dirt, in the shade, Will popped an orange from his basket, one for Hannah and one for himself. No reason to make life easier. Life gave him two fewer challenges. Make the best of a bad situation is about all you can do. He always peeled the oranges with his hands. Hannah looked at the fruit as nothing more than a luxury. You need the right equipment. Orange rattled away, begging the peel to release the precious prize that awaited inside. I can't do it, Orange. A smile, so dang incredible because of the shade, the angle, and the soul. And he unwrapped hers with the elegance of a master. The moment made the orange. The smell of her perfume never bothered his breathing air. She was only there for an evening, but she remained a home till it nearly killed him. Walter never left. He never changed. And the shiny new buildings, the easier ways threatened his life, but the poison never spoiled the oranges. Will had had the moment, but now he'd lost his hope. No one would save him again. Only in the serious wards of the world did anything make sense, yet none of those mattered. His history was simple. He stood and he hoped. Now everything he had was in a long ago Eden.